Bible Fellowship Church. Let's Talk is designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. The Psalms are a unique portion of God's Word. They can be sung, as well as read as precious prayers. They've been referred to by our Puritan friends as the soul's medicine cabinet. Isn't that expressive? The Psalms, in a unique way, provide a place to find spiritual help when our souls are in need. Today we'll look at one verse from a psalm written by David and consider the medicine this offers for our souls. Psalm 62, verse 8 says this, "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." In the verses preceding verse 8, David has had some very personal things to say about his own soul, about his attackers, and also about God. But now in verse 8, he turns to address the larger audience of worshipers. He has some things to say to them that seem to me to be particularly relevant today. Let's read this as if David is addressing us directly, saying, "Listen up, all you people at Bible Fellowship Church, all of you, young and old, male and female, everyone who can hear me, listen to what I, King David, have to say to you. I want you to know that you can trust God. In fact, I want you to know that you can trust God all the time, every day, every night, through the good times and the bad, through the times when it's obvious what God is up to, and when it's so foggy you can barely tell up from down. I want you to know that God can be trusted in all those times. I not only want you to know that he can be trusted, I urge you to actually trust him. I want every single one of you to intentionally put this into practice." Now remember, this is King David, the same one who has seen his share of good days as well as bad, confusing moments as well as those that were crystal clear leading of God. He's writing to say, "I know God can be trusted, and I want you to know God in the same way." So let's make this personal. Do you know that God can be trusted? Are you confident that he can be trusted at all times? Do you have so much confidence in him that you can honestly say to someone else, as David is saying to us, "God can be trusted at all times"? Whether your confidence is shaky or as strong as David's, the next portion of the verse is equally helpful. It says, "Pour out your heart before him." We get the sense that David is speaking from his personal experience here. And not only that, the personal nature of God comes through as well. God knows each of us by name, and he knows everything about us. He knows our struggles, and in spite of all that, he invites us to pour out our heart before him. We don't have to be ashamed of our deep needs, our weaknesses, or even our failures. God is not going to turn us away when we come to him with these deep wounds. He's waiting for us with open arms to come pour out our hearts to him, trusting him at all times, good and bad. He alone has the medicine our soul needs. We have to trust him. We have to know that we can pour out everything to him, and he will not reject us. He will not only not reject you, he wants you to run to him for the safety that only he can provide. Again, look at the next phrase in the verse. He is a refuge for us. A refuge is the place where the needy go to find shelter, trusting that it's a safe place. It's as if we are the refugees looking for safety after being under attack, refugees looking for someone who can be trusted. God is saying, "Turn to me. I'm the one you can trust to protect you now. In fact, I can be trusted all the time. Pour out your heart. Don't hold back. Tell me everything that's bothering you. Turn to me. Look at me. Run to me, and I'll take you in, and I myself will be your refuge, your safe place." Doesn't that sound like medicine for the hurting soul? God's refuge is big enough for all of us, every tribe, nation, and language. God's refuge is strong enough to stand up under the stiffest opposition and the strongest storm we can imagine, and more. So that's the truth about God that we find in this verse. Now we each have the opportunity to decide whether we accept this or reject it. I encourage you to accept His offer of medicine for your soul. Trust Him with everything, at all times. Pour out your heart before Him, at all times. Run to Him for refuge, at all times. Let Him show you what a mighty God He is. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You that You truly can be trusted all the time. Help us to actually believe that. I thank You that You welcome us to pour out our hearts before You. Help us to actually do that. I thank You that You're a refuge strong enough and big enough to take us all in. Help us to accept this wonderful offer of medicine for our souls. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Remember, come what may, God can be trusted all the time.